Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now we'll talk about that story I mentioned in Mullingar shortly, but first, an anti-immigration protest last night in Finglas in Dublin was policed by the Garda Public Order Unit and a Garda helicopter. Uniformed and unarmed Garda personnel were at the front line of the operation. Members of the Public Order Unit wearing riot gear sat in vans outside the Garda station where protesters had gathered, and a helicopter observed overhead. The Armed Response Unit also had a presence there. And yesterday, a prominent anti-immigration campaigner from Finglas was arrested. Cormac O'Keefe is security correspondent with The Examiner and is on the line now. Cormac, thank you for joining us. This was a significant protest outside Finglas Garda station last night. It's estimated over 200 protesters gathered there. So can you just tell us what led up to this?
Yeah, well, I suppose Gardaí weren't sure whether 20 protesters would arrive last night, or whether it could be as high as 1,000, because they took a step yesterday morning, as you mentioned, to arrest a prominent organiser of recent protests at Finglas, which were turning hostile towards the Gardaí. So that step yesterday morning to arrest that individual seems to have taken the heat out of the protest. Just talking to guards this morning, they report no significant issues arising from the event. There were some unpleasant scenes at it, as you reported there, and as we have in our paper this morning, of passerbys and hospital runs being subject to some abuse. And there was certainly at least one individual talking about burning down where refugees were staying at the event. But it didn't turn out to be cause of concern that had led up to that. We had videos from one of the organisers threatening to basically evict the guards from the station and to take it over, to lock down the village, to stop commerce in the area. And that was the basis upon which that individual was arrested. And it seems that abated the intensity of the protest last night.
And as part of the lead up to this, some far right commentators were attributing a recent alleged sexual assault to foreign nationals. But the Gardaí took the unusual step of coming out and saying that their suspect in the case was a white Irishman.
Yeah, the Gardaí are clear that they are looking to speak to a white Irish male in relation to that alleged sexual assault, which happened in the early hours of last Friday. And reports circulated pretty much quickly after that incident that either two black men or refugees or migrants were responsible. And this was seized upon by elements of the far right in their protests. And that whipped up a lot of concern among locals. And Gardaí said there was actually some genuine concern among locals. So they did take the unusual step of clarifying the person they are looking to talk to. They have ruled out any possibility of refugees or migrants being involved in that. And as you know, then there was a separate incident on Monday where a group went into a migrant camp nearby in Ashtown, and Gardaí have confirmed that there was an assault on one of the occupants of that migrant camp. That person received some sort of blow by either a bat or a baton. That incident was disputed by elements of the far right online, but all those incidents were interlinked.
And Cormac, what happened last night, we saw how prepared the guards were and the level of intelligence they had on this planned protest. What does that tell us about how they're dealing with threats of these protests and escalations of these protests?
Well, I suppose, David, they're bearing in mind a number of things. One is the Gardaí don't want to give oxygen to these groups. That has been their kind of traditional approach. They don't want to give oxygen to these groups. Yet at the same time, such was the level of threat that was issued by some of the organisers of the protest to Gardaí to take over the station, to conduct their own kind of vigilante policing in the area, that they probably felt they had to adopt a more robust approach last night in case anything did kick off. And they certainly had a presence of uniform and plain clothes and armed, and indeed a helicopter as well, present there to make sure it didn't happen. They, you know, they maybe they wanted to send out a message that this won't be tolerated. There are the protests happening all around the country, and most of them are very peaceful. A lot of them are by genuine locals, but there are elements of the right that either organise some of the protests or try and inveigle their way into local protests as well.
Cormac, thank you very much. Cormac O'Keefe there, security correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Now, separately to what we've been discussing with Cormac, in Mullingar, a protest is planned to take place tomorrow evening outside Colum Barracks over plans to accommodate refugees and asylum seekers there. And I'm joined by Helen Donnelly, who's chairperson of Colum Barracks Restoration and Regeneration Committee. Good morning to you, Helen. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for the opportunity.
Tell us a little bit about what the issue is with Colum Barracks. You want to explain, I know, that what you're about to say isn't born out of any anti-immigrant sentiment. So will you just set it all out for us?
Absolutely. The mission of our committee is to restore and regenerate Colum Barracks to its original resourcefulness within the town of Mullingar and the Midlands. And we are totally inclusive. Colum Barracks is a peace centre. It is a peaceful place, and we disassociate ourselves with anybody who would try to get their aims met by extreme methods.
But what's happening there at the moment?
We have got information from our sources, our political sources, that Colum Barracks, the square of Colum Barracks, which is a heritage square, cobblestones underneath tarmac, will be used as a place for putting tents and temporary homes for people from different countries.
And that area, the barracks itself, it's used at the moment, isn't it? It's used by community groups.
Exactly. Up to 30 voluntary community and self-help groups have, with the permission of the Department of Defence, used these buildings, maintained them, and used them for the good of the needy in Mullingar and the district, and done it in a peaceful fashion, and has been a tremendous financial, emotional and resource for the town and district. Services that would not be provided by outside areas have been provided in Colum Barracks.
But can you not continue to offer those services there?
We work with a lot of people. It's a matter of consultation. We have not been consulted. We have been disrespected in that fashion. A number of our people who come in here would have special challenges. We have children. We have people coming in who have, naturally enough, special challenges, and we understand that. So naturally enough, us as programme leaders, our first mission is to make sure our own people are preserved and minded. Now, that's not saying that anything might happen. There's enough space in Colum Barracks. There's a camp field out the back, 17 acres of it, that would not disturb any activities that we do in the square. Each week in the square, we use it for bicycle training, for boccia, for bowls, for the Olympic boxing club, running, exercising to gain more gold medals.
So you're saying that if these tents were put in the camp field, I think you said it was 17 acres, Helen,
yep, absolutely,
that you'd have no problem with that?
We as CBRRC would have absolutely no problem. It would be the logical solution. The other logical solution is that there are a number of buildings here, excellent buildings, 200 years of age, still in perfect structure, that could be renovated by the people who are coming in and by our own volunteers and restore the barracks.
Because there is accommodation there. I mean, hundreds of soldiers would have stayed in Colum Barracks over the years.
Absolutely. Up to 600 soldiers would have lived in Colum Barracks in the recent past.
So is anyone telling you why they're going to put these tents in the square?
Nobody has consulted with us at all. Nobody has consulted with the people of Mullingar at all in relation to this matter. This is within the EU directives that companies or their communities should be consulted with before and during the stay of displaced people in a district. Our people would be more than welcoming, and we have been. We have a Ukrainian hub here where people come in from different nationalities, meet. We have a give and take shop where people come in and donate. The people of Mullingar have been tremendous in their donations for people who have come over with nothing. So we have definitely done our bit, or a certain amount of our bit. But we need to be consulted. It needs to be done in a structured fashion.
And are you are you part of the protest that's planned?
No, I'm not. No, I don't protest. I negotiate with people, and I will keep asking people to negotiate with me and with our group and the views of our 30 community groups within the barracks. Protest is not a method from where I stand at this point in time.
All right.
To gain anything for the communities within the barracks.
All right. Well, Helen, we'll watch and wait and see what happens. Helen Donnelly, chairperson of Colin Barracks Restoration and Regeneration Committee there in Mullingar. Coming up next, Adam Maguire will be here to talk about medicine shortages. That's after the break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.